This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for October 2018. Last month, there were 5,175 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 0.9% decrease from October 2017. At the same time, condo sales totaled 1,324 transactions, a 14.2% decrease over the same period. Meanwhile, the median sale for both single-family homes and condos reached all-time highs for the month of October. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Glad to be here, back after Thanksgiving break.
I'm glad to see the pants still fit, right?
Yeah.
It got a little out of hand. The median sale price for both single-family homes and condos reached new highs for the month of October. What sort of factors might be contributing to this outcome?
I'd say that the strong economy and job growth in Massachusetts are the biggest underlying factors, Mike. With the booming economy and the tight job market, consumers have confidence in the future. And real estate purchases are really about a long-term investment. So if you can remove whatever anxiety people might be feeling about job loss or maybe another recession, then I think people will gravitate to making a home purchase. It's really a vote of confidence in the future. And home prices continue to rise modestly. They're about 5.5% gain so far in this year. And that's right in line with what we see in the country as a whole. Our housing is already more expensive than other parts of the country, so it's good to see that we're not getting prices going up too fast. Now, I'm sure that low inventory is pushing up prices a bit, but it's not an unreasonable rate of increase, nothing like what we saw prior to the last crash in the real estate market. Now, one other factor that is worth mentioning is the mortgage rates. Now, they're rising, and they're projected to rise further as the Federal Reserve increases the interest rates to protect us against inflation. So people might be making their purchases now to avoid the higher rates that we expect to see next year.
So Charlie Baker was recently reelected governor of Massachusetts, and one of his major talking points was continuously housing development to keep up with rising demand. Based on what you're seeing with current trends in the local marketplace, how realistic is this?
Well, Governor Baker is not alone in looking for more housing. New housing units are in demand by not just the governor, but by many mayors and also economic development professionals. They're all eager. And the most difficult part of it is to make more of what is being built, making it affordable. You know, the developers are eager to put up units in the luxury upper-end price range, but affordable units are hard and require public funding or a subsidy or some kind of creativity to really make it happen. Some developments are subject to requirements that make a percentage of the units affordable. Linkage, I think it's called. And in some cities, we have public housing projects that rent units to lower-income residents. But none of this is really enough, and it's not really meeting the total need for what we have. I think the good efforts are being made, and new approaches are being tried, but it will never completely solve the problem. What we need is we need to do a better job of matching new jobs being located where there is already low-cost housing. You know, creation of new jobs in Cambridge and the Fenway or in the Seaport is really just part of the problem. These are already have expensive housing in the neighborhood, and new jobs there just drive the prices up even further. Now, new jobs in Dorchester or Lynn or Lawrence or Brockton or any of the other fine blue-collar communities in the state would find lower housing costs and enable people to live closer to their workplace.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for October 2018. If you'd like more information about our products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.